future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2018. It's a very special day because at SVK Crypto, we have one of our monthly events on tonight. So if you're in London, if you're in the City of London, come down to WeWork Moorgate. You're going to meet the team. I'm going to be speaking. Shane's going to be speaking. Val from Policy Pal, she's the CEO, will be speaking. Atif, who's the co-founder of Zero Chain, is going to be speaking. And it's going to be an interesting night. We're going to have a great time. So come down if you're around and meet the crew and hear from our guest speakers. Well, Bitcoin is currently trading at $8,112. That's down 1% the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently $467. That's down 4%. We have Litecoin at $144. That's down 3%. EOS is up 5%. It's currently trading at $6.28. So that's something we were speaking about yesterday. Interesting rises, I have to say, to kick things off would be Mithril, and the ticker for this is MITH. That's up 129% today, currently trading at 35 cents. And it's interesting because if you looked at this, let's say on the 25th, so 2 days ago, it's trading at 8 cents. It's currently trading at 35. So this is definitely something that has caught our attention and something we're having a closer look at. So I thought I'd just bring you guys up to speed there. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
CBOE recommends that the SEC allows Bitcoin exchange traded funds. A story that's just come in, so let's jump into it. The exchange operator of CBOE Global Markets wrote a letter to the US Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, recommending they not interfere in the development of a Bitcoin exchange traded fund, an ETF, because they are similar to other commodity-based ETFs, on March 23rd. ETFs are a type of exchange traded product, ETP. An ETF is markedly a security that tracks an index, a commodity, bonds, or a basket of assets like an index fund. ETFs trade like common stocks on stock exchange and typically have higher daily liquidity and lower fees than shares or mutual funds. CBOE President Chris Concannon's letter was in written response to a letter issued by the SEC in January 2018, in which, among other concerns, the SEC expressed sufficient liquidity concerns in cryptocurrency markets as well as potential risks for manipulation. Concannon stated that as the volumes continue to grow, especially on regulated US markets, the overall spot Bitcoin market looks more and more like a traditional commodity market. And CBOE continues to believe that the spot market is sufficiently liquid to support a Bitcoin ETP. Concannon added that the CBOE believes that the arbitrage mechanism would function identically to other commodity-related ETPs, thereby keeping the price of the ETP in line with the price of Bitcoin and limiting the risk of manipulation shares of the ETP. Concannon echoed sentiments from a congressional hearing earlier this month, in which experts suggested that existing legislation is sufficient to regulate certain aspects of cryptocurrencies. While regulating CBOE shares many of the concerns raised in the staff letter, we believe that the vast majority of these concerns can be addressed within the existing framework for commodity-related funds related to valuation, liquidity, custody, arbitrage, and manipulation. Concannon wrote in his letter to Dahlia Blass, a director of the Division of Investment Management, the SEC has been stepping up measures against crypto-related companies this year. On March 15th, the SEC confirmed dozens of probes into cryptocurrency companies, issuing subpoenas to firms it suspects of floating securities and also abusing security law during initial coin offerings. Earlier this week, a source speaking to the Wall Street Journal said that the SEC will increase its scrutiny in launching examinations into up to 100 hedge funds. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's jump to the next one. Steven Seagal and Bitcoin founders to leave project as ICO ends. Interesting, so let's hear more. The cryptocurrency project Bitcoin2Gen announced that its founders and brand ambassador Steven Seagal are leaving the organization following the completion of the initial coin offering, or ICO, according to a press release March 26th. In the document, the team behind Bitcoin expressed its gratitude to all their contributors, anonymous founders, and the brand ambassadors, and actor Steven Seagal. The announcement also claimed the move was in keeping with the plan for the cryptocurrency to remain truly anonymous. As Bitcoin, and it's spelled B-I-T-C-O-I-I-N, as Bitcoin goes through the conversion phase from token to mineable coin, we wish to advise that Bitcoin will join the likes of the original Bitcoin and become a truly open source. Therefore, a big thank you to the founders and to the brand ambassador, whom we all wish the best for their future endeavors. However, from this point on, Bitcoin will function within its ecosystem and become a truly, genuinely anonymous cryptocurrency, and no individual or individuals having control over the entity. Seagal joined the project amid allegations from a variety of industry publications that the Bitcoin project was a pyramid scheme or an MLM company. The project responded, explaining that their pyramid-shaped commission structure of the staking and referral program would only be operational during the ICO. Seagal's involvement was sharply criticized on Twitter. So one Twitter user said that amusing that this is not a scam is the mother of all, I'm going to say, mess-ups. The March 26th press release restated that the commission structure was only part of the ICO period and a kind of reward for clients promoting the project. The statement reapproached the media for sensationalism and attempted to compare the project to a pyramid scheme. Finally, the conversion of tokens into mineable coins. The founders reportedly will appoint a member of members of the community to become legal owners of the website bitcoin.com. The news comes several days after the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance, TDCI, Securities Division, issued a warning to consumers about the cryptocurrency Bitcoin or Bitcoin2Gen, addressing the actions taken by the state of New Jersey against the cryptocurrency company. Steven Seagal has not yet commented about the end of his collaboration with Bitcoin2Gen on Twitter. Seagal announced his involvement in the project and its ICO in January, despite the fact that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, had previously issued warning that ICOs which were endorsed by celebrities could be illegal. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next one. Russian-Ukrainian cybercrime gang arrested in Spain allegedly used Bitcoin to launder $1.4 billion. So let's jump in. The Spanish police have arrested a cybercrime gang made up of Russians and Ukrainian nationals who were allegedly involved in stealing more than $1.4 billion from financial institutions worldwide, subsequently converting their illicit gains into Bitcoin, Associated Press reports March 26th. According to statements issued by the Spanish police and Europol, the leader of the gang, a Ukrainian man named Denis K, and three suspected accomplices of Russian and Ukrainian origin have been identified and arrested in the Spanish city of Alicante. Over the period of 5 years, the criminals have reportedly stolen more than €1 billion, $1.4 billion, from financial institutions across the globe. The criminals were allegedly engaged in cybercrime, targeting more than 100 financial institutions, and occasionally managed to get away with more than €10 million in each heist. As alleged by authorities, almost all Russian banks were affected, and about 50 of them did lose money in the attacks. The gang gained access to international banking networks by sending phishing emails and malicious attachments to bank officials. The malware provided the alleged perpetrators with control over affected hardware, allowing them to compromise ATMs and use the machines to withdraw unlimited sums of money. AP reports that the cyber criminals didn't send the ill-obtained cash, but instead exchanged it into bitcoins. Once converted, the cryptocurrency was used for purchasing different assets, including real estate and vehicles in Spain. Back in February 2018, Thai police apprehended a Russian citizen, Sergei Medlov, said to be the number two person in the International Cybercrime Organization and administrator of the dark web site InFraud. The portal was used to sell stolen credit cards, identities, and illegally obtained government documents. At the time of arrest, Medlov was in possession of over 100,000 bitcoins, roughly equal to $820 million at this time. Woof. Quite a sum to be taken away. Let me know your thoughts on the story. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Jamson Lop, and you can go follow him at LOPP. And here's the tweet. These relatively quiet periods are the best, in my opinion. Haters are happy because they think Bitcoin is dead slash dying. Builders are happy because there are fewer distractions. Traders are bored to tears. And trolls are grasping at straws, trying to retain attention. The second tweet today goes to Alistair Milne, and you can go follow him at Alistair Milne. And here is the tweet. Bitcoin is clearly dead. March 2010. It was trading at 3 cents. March 2011, it was at $1. March 2012, it was at $5. March 2013, it was at $80. March 2014, it was at $600. March 2015, it was at $250. March 2016, it was at $400. March 2017, it was at $950. And guess what? March 2018, is at $8,000. We'll see what happens next.
SBK's current global crypto view.
We're super excited to attend and be hosting our show tonight when blockchain rules the world. Once again, we've got speaking Atif, who's the co-founder of ZeroChain. We have Val, who's the CEO of PolicyPal, and Shane Kehoe speaking. So we're super excited and super focused on our event tonight. So if you're in London, if you're in the city of London, come down to WeWork Moorgate and come hang out with us and have a few drinks. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Got to keep it short due to time constraints with the event tonight. Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot. Remember, as always, to follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto, to join us on Telegram, join the crypto community on Telegram, SVK Crowd, and email myself if you have any questions. CStory@svkcrypto.com. Have a phenomenal day. I got to bounce.
Original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.